heroes prove.
Michael Kelly, Amy Mark Scores with you. We were just reminiscing about some of our favorite riverfront memories down by the arch. We brought up the McDonald's boat.
Right.
The riverboat McDonald's. Man, that was magical.
It was so, what a treat to get to go to the McDonald's. You had to wait in line, and then it was right next door to, what is it, the Tom Sawyer and the Becky Thatcher, the riverboats that would run up and down the river.
Man, that was so much fun. And then I was in the early 2000s, I think that's when it was, we would go to the concerts, the Live on the Levee. Well, another staple of St. Louis and celebrations is returning for 2 days of live music, family fun, and fireworks, and that is Celebrate St. Louis. It was back downtown at the Arch last year for one night, but it is two nights this year, July 3rd and July 4th. And to talk more about this event is Tim Mears, General Chairman of Celebrate St. Louis. Tim, good to see you.
Good to see the both of you, and thank you so much for having me here today.
We're excited. So, Celebrate St. Louis, as we talked about earlier during the renovations to the Arch and the Arch grounds. It was in Forest Park last year, back downtown in St. Louis for one night. But this year, you're bumping it up to two
bumping
nights.
Bumping it to two, yes.
So what can people expect for July 3rd and July 4th?
Well, you know, this event's been going on for over 40 years. And so we've got a lot of tradition that we always want to incorporate what we're doing and then trying to innovate with new things as well. So, of course, we've got the iconic fireworks. We're top 10 in the nation for fireworks. So people should definitely need to know that. Both nights, 3rd and 4th fireworks, we've got great music to come down and see. We've got Russell Dickerson on the 3rd. He will be headlining that evening. We've got Gavin DeGraw that will be headlining on the 4th. We've got a bunch of other great bands that are coming in, some St. Louis favorites like The Stir, and we've got Steve Ewing from The Urge. He'll be bringing parts of his band and singing, and then we've got a staff favorite. We've got Dazed and Confused that'll be playing ahead of all of that. So great night for music and fireworks.
Okay, so what time does the music usually start? Is it going on all day? And where exactly are they performing? And how do I, where am I going to park? Talk me through my day.
Yes, I will. I'll talk you through the day. So parking, let's talk about that. You know, the easiest way to park for this event is to come down like you're going to come to a Cardinals game. All the parking garages in and around Keener Plaza. You're just a block away from the Arch grounds and come on down. The stage is set up on Lenore K. Sullivan right in front of the archway. So you've got the grand staircase for seating, a little bit back on the Arch grounds, and then, of course, down on the street itself. The 2 days of music and festivals. But I got to tell you, there's something new this year that's really exciting that is the first time ever happening in St. Louis to this scale. And we've got a drone show happening the 4th, right ahead of the iconic fireworks. We're partnered with Warner Brothers Studios, and it's in anticipation of the release of the Superman movie that comes out on July 11th.
So
we're probably going to see Superman fly in front of the arch right over the riverfront while we're down there.
Is that why the Superman on his Twitter like a month ago tweeted out Superman and the arch in the background, and everybody was like, why is Superman
James
talking
Gunn
about St. Louis?
Deal?
Absolutely. The hometown director is going to be here displaying, just, you know, giving a little teaser here.
That's awesome.
That's
okay,
cool.
How
the drone shows are awesome.
Well, I've never been. How long is a drone show? Is it like a fireworks show?
So it's going to be probably the 10 to 15 minute range, right? And so our goal is to have the drone show and then roll right into fireworks directly, one right after another.
That is awesome. I've only seen videos of drone shows, and to be completely honest, the first few that I saw online, I thought it was AI because it didn't make sense to me how they work.
There's so much cool things they can do with it, and it's fun to even watch how they take off and stuff. Crazy, weird question.
Sure.
I know that you're not allowed to fly an airplane through the arch.
Yes.
Probably can't fly the drones through the arch either.
There are
this has come up, huh?
Yes, it's some significant restrictions about getting across that federal property and underneath the arch. So we've got to stay way away. That's why it'll be over on the riverfront.
Okay, wait. Did I make it up that they did fly a plane through the arch before?
Well, you go to jail for it.
Yeah.
The feds come after you.
I mean, it has been done.
Has it been done officially?
Yeah.
Or unofficially.
Not by us,
but they're dead serious.
Tim did it.
Yeah. But that's cool. So the drones will be out over the river, nowhere near the arch because of that same law.
That's
great.
That's exactly right.
Awesome. So the fireworks, we talked about the live music. Are there going to be like booths on the ground?
Yes.
Let me talk through that
a little bit. We've got the St. Louis, Missouri Tourism Department has sponsored a family fun zone that will be on the arch ground. So the south leg of the arch, there's the part they call the teardrop, grassy area. So we're going to have the kid zone there that's going to have a lot of great activities for families and kids to do. And co-located with that, we're going to have hands-on with heroes. So we've got three veteran initiatives happening this year. That's one of them where we're going to have a lot of non-for-profits that really help our veterans here in St. Louis. And they're going to be doing a lot of hands-on activities to kind of demonstrate what they do for veterans and get some information out to the public that might be interested. On the third, we're doing a veterans recognition event. It'll have a stage presentation and then a really nice VIP experience for 10 veterans here in St. Louis. They're thriving in what they do and really giving back and having a high impact to St. Louis. So we're going to recognize those 10 folks. And then on the fourth, we have our traditional salute to the troop event where we're bringing in lots of great veterans. And that's hosted by Grunt Style and Irreverent Warrior, both nonprofits here in St. Louis that are doing great things and they're headquartered here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
With the music that you talked about, the live music,
yes.
What do you guys do during the drone show and the fireworks?
So you're going to have music that will be playing that's choreographed with both of those shows.
Nice.
And then during the drone show, I know they're going to be playing parts of the Superman trailer and some other imagery on the LED screens to the left and right of the stage.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Then so, we can't talk. We got to not miss out on that. There's great food down there this year that you want to make sure to come down and check out. Local, we've really kind of expanded our local flair, and so Steve's Hot Dogs is going to be providing a whole lot of their flair, and then Sugar Fire is down there as well.
A lot of parents will take the kids during the daytime. They want to stay for the fireworks, and maybe they can't stay, but they want to drive back to see it. Do you have a rough time every evening the fireworks will start so that people can be in place?
So about 9:40 is our projected time for the fireworks to shoot off. And you can anticipate that drone show on the 4th just right ahead of that. So back the time up to about 9:30, 9:20 time period.
That's right. So the drone show is just on the 4th, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
But fireworks?
Both nights. Around 9:40.
Got it. And so for more information, if people are listening and just want to look at the details themselves, CelebrateSt.Louis.org. And Saint is spelled out. Celebrate, S-A-I-N-T, Louis.org. You can follow Celebrate St. Louis on Facebook or Instagram at Celebrate St. Louis. They'll have regular updates there on social media, and probably goes without saying, but you don't need to buy tickets or anything, right?
I do should mention that. This is free. We have really had a mandate to keep this free to the public, and we're continuing to do that. It is free to come down. It's not free to produce, so we really rely on our corporate sponsorship and private donations. And when you come down, grab a beer or two and a hot dog, and that helps out.
And it's going to be easy, right? If you got cash, they'll take cash. If you need a credit card, you
got
pay
it
that way.
We've got you taken care of either way.
Excellent. I guess I should ask, if families have coolers or anything, is this a no cooler event?
So I will put it to you like this. The arch grounds themselves is public area, so you can bring down what you want in that arena within reason. Once you get down on Lenore K. Sullivan, it is have a gated area there, and at that point we do restrict bringing in coolers and big umbrellas and those kind of things.
Gotcha.
Just because it's such a tight space.
Sure.
How many volunteers and staff does it take to put this on? I know you guys have been jumbled going back and forth between the park the last several years, but it probably takes an army.
It does. So we've already started planning for 26. That's already on its way, and it'll really kick off in a huge degree right after the 4th. Our first meeting is like the 8th or something like that. So there's about 20 of us that do this throughout the year, all volunteer. We have two people that are paid staff. The rest are all volunteers that work on the planning process. And then it takes about 100 volunteers or more during day of to get all this accomplished.
Great work.
Yeah.
Great work.
It's fun.
How did Celebrate St. Louis become one of the top 4th of July celebrations in the country? What kicked it off?
Well, it got kicked off in the very early 80s when a whole group of people said, you know what, we want to do something fun for the city. And they wrangled a lot of things together to get that first one pulled off. And I think from there, it just built a lot of steam. Mm-hmm. You know, to have a large fireworks show, you have to have the space to do it that's safe. And we have that here in St. Louis with the riverfront. And that really aids in our ability to shoot a big fireworks show, big artillery shells high in the air. And that really helps. And it just, you know, St. Louis embraced it, and we just keep building on it.
It cost some change to throw those fireworks up in the air, too. Thankfully, the corporate folks step up, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, you just don't go to Molly Brown and go pick those up.
I was going to say, do they go to Molly Brown's and be like, yes, I'd like a billion fireworks,
please? No, we use a great company that comes in. They do national shows all over the place. They make the fireworks here in the United States, and there's a lot of great families who build fireworks. There's a whole lot of history behind that piece, and it's a lot of fun to put it together.
Was it Celebrate St. Louis? Was that the famous Elton John story?
It was.
Oh, do you know this story,
Michael?
Yeah,
he came walking in his police outfit.
Yes. Yeah. Like, to get through the crowd, he dressed
Fair,
up.
VP Fair is what they called it back then,
Fair,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and he, they dressed him up, or he dressed up as a police officer, walked through the crowd, and then performed?
Yes.
That's insane.
It is insane. It's a great story. I always hear about that one, for sure.
Who were some of the other
Bill Cosby,
big names?
Yep. Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra was
had
there?
Had been under the... Yep. Didn't, when he,
we had Dolly Parton.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Gavin DeGraw.
We should get Dolly Parton again. I don't think there's anything more American than Dolly Parton.
Is Dolly still moving around? Like,
yeah.
Is she still
showing
public? Yeah, I thought she just stayed down there in her world.
Dolly Land?
Dolly World.
Dollywood.
Yeah.
Dollywood. Well, we'll have to reach out.
Ageless,
maybe that'll
that
be
lady.
Another campaign of mine. I've got several campaigns for St. Louis. One will be Bring Back Dolly.
Bring Back Dolly.
And
okay.
then the other one is I Want That Riverboat McDonald's Back.
Okay.
Tim, what can you do about that?
We'll work on that. We'll find out where it's at and see if we can bring it out of the
mall. Program the drones. We'll put a sign up on the drones this week. We'll hack into their drones. Bring back Mac on the boat.
Surrender Dorothy. Well, that would be fun. There are just so many great memories downtown.
Make some new ones this year.
Celebrate St. Louis. Absolutely. So Celebrate St. Louis July 3rd and 4th. Fireworks on the 3rd and the 4th. The 4th will also be the combo of the special drone show.
Yes.
Superman shout out in the drone show with the fireworks. Michael, you know who Gavin DeGraw is. You know that song, I don't want to be anything other than what I'm in front of it. That's him.
Good. that's going to be fun. Stir's going to be there.
Tim
is absolutely certain we just lost people
as I sang that. Tim's like, stop. We want this event to be a success.
I don't want to be anything.
That's him.
Yeah, maybe we'll play it on the way to the break.
There we go.
Oh, maybe we could if we give Matt some time to
find
it. But Tim, this is awesome. Love the work that they're doing at Celebrate St. Louis. Anything else that people need to know if they're thinking about coming down or that you just want the listeners to know?
Well, I would say, you know, if you haven't been down for a while or you haven't started this tradition with your children, bring them down this year. Give them that experience that we all had growing up in St. Louis. Come down. It's going to be a great event, and we really look forward to seeing families and having a great night.
Well, people, a lot of listeners have spent time at Celebrate St. Louis over the years. We did have a 636 say Billy Joel played one year at the fair. Yeah. And Michael, an update from a 314. Dolly is in Las Vegas right now.
Is she?
She is.
Hey, now.
All right. We're going to get that Bring Back Dolly campaign. Tim Mears, thank you so much for your time today. He's the general chairman of Celebrate St. Louis. Celebrate St. Louis, returning downtown July 3rd, July 4th. Tons of music, family fun, fireworks. Bring the whole crew. Thank you, Tim.
Yes, thank you very much.